This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:07. We're a little bit behind, so this will probably be a quick segment here on ESPN 97.5. So surprisingly, we're a little bit behind on breaks. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. A couple of stories we haven't gotten to yet. Number one, Lance, give us an idea here. There's a list of guys the Texans have brought in.
Okay.
I've seen Emmanuel.
Where are you seeing this list?
There's a list on the Chronicle.
Okay.
Oh, no, excuse me. It's on SB Nation Battle Red Blog.
Oh, okay, good.
Guys, following players have participated in individual workouts. I don't want to name them all, but okay. Some of them that have come through. I've seen plenty of Emmanuel Ellerbe. Have you seen him, the linebacker from Rice?
I don't know him. Local workout.
Yeah, but he was a you can have Conference USA Defensive Player of the Year. He's a good player.
You can have unlimited local workouts with local guys.
Right. Well, they've got plenty of guys. Ogbonna Okoronkwo.
Yep, from he'd be an edge rusher from. That's a little surprising they bring him in from
Oklahoma State.
Well, they
got guys. Dorian
Oates. Not Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Wait.
He's Oklahoma State guy.
Who?
Okoronkwo. Ogbonna Okoronkwo. He's a defensive. Yeah.
Oh no, I'm thinking.
No. That's Oklahoma. Yeah. That's OU.
Yeah. You're thinking of the OU guy.
No, the Chronicle's got it wrong, or they've got it wrong.
Yeah.
Dorian O'Daniel from Clemson.
Yep, special teams, wizard, and cover linebacker.
What about Armani Watts?
Feast or famine safety, can make some unbelievable plays, but gives up some big plays too. Not always a very good tackler. Great ball skills, great instincts. Kind of a third, fourth safety, maybe third round safety.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little hit or miss though, but he's got talent.
Well, that's the problem with him. He's hit or miss, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he was spectacular. I thought his freshman year he was going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he had cooled off.
He's got a lot of talent, but he does some things that safety shouldn't do.
Holton Hill.
Really talented. Pees hot too much, meaning his drug test game is on point, meaning it's off point, actually. Too many positive tests. Got him basically just banished from Texas. And I think he has second-round talent. But he's big, he's got good speed, but if you can't stop peeing hot, then what are you, you're not going to make it in the NFL?
Doesn't Tom Herman, he measures everyone's pee? His pee is, light pee.
He checks the color.
White pee is good. Green pee?
I don't know how Tom Herman judges green pee.
Green pee means you're smoking way too much weed.
Uh-huh.
His pee came in green.
Light colored pee, good. When it's dark or oranges, you're a selfish person and selfish player.
Light pee means
well, and his is green, which is even worse.
Light pee is championship level.
Championship,
pee.
And then there's another one which means you're trying to beat a drug test. So what probably color, got some green in it.
What color is that pee?
What's that?
That's probably got a little green in it. What's all this green tea and pickle juice for?
Or you've smoked so much weed, your pee is green.
Or you're not even trying to beat a drug test.
He'll probably get drafted fourth or fifth round, is my guess.
All right,
but he's got second round talent. But if you can't stay off drug tests. And I don't know what's,
Stephen Dunbar.
Good route runner, undrafted, but I really love his routes, but he's not very athletic and he's not very fast. Local workout. But I actually like him.
Who else? Chris Hardeman. Chris Hardeman. There's a name from that. Remember the
don't
Hardeman running back? He's from Houston Baptist.
Oh, Tiki Hardeman?
Remember Tiki Hardeman?
Yeah. Wait, Chris Hardeman, is he a linebacker?
He's a cornerback.
Oh, no, I don't know him. No.
Not many other guys that are that I don't know that they would interest. Kyle Allen worked out for the Texans. Yeah, that's interesting. Kyle Allen,
local guy. That's all.
Yeah, right. So he was able to go in there. I'm surprised they haven't been brought Trey. I would not be surprised at all if they don't sign Trey Martin an undrafted free agent contract.
Trey Martin,
center for Rice, because they need interior. They could always use depth of the interior line. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if they didn't bring him in. He had a really nice workout on Pro Day.
Any cornerbacks in there on that list?
I lost the list.
Because I think cornerback and then tight ends are the ones that really interest me right now.
Here's the list. Other than any corners, other than Curtis Michael. Mikkel from Southern Miss.
Don't know him. I guess I better look at him.
Rashard Fant from Indiana.
Yeah, okay.
Nick Nelson from Wisconsin.
Tore his meniscus in his pro day.
Holton Hill and Tyron Holloway from Western Illinois.
I don't know him either. I better look at those two guys. Yeah. Tyron Holloway and the other kid.
What about Michael Dixon get drafted?
Yes.
He will. Where?
Third or fourth round.
Really? That high?
Yeah, he's good.
The punter from Texas.
Yeah, the punter from Texas. That's high.
Two punters will get drafted for sure. Yeah. J.K. Scott from
Alabama
and Michael Dixon. Michael Dixon's game against Missouri is considered the greatest game for a punter like of all time.
He's
in
most valuable player.
Yeah, he had seven punts. I think he had 10 punts inside the 20, and seven were inside the 10. It was something so completely outrageous that Missouri couldn't do anything. Drew Locke was up against his end zone the entire game. I've never seen anything like it.
Unbelievable. All right, so 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on
now
ESPN.
Now we're caught up.
We're pretty
now
caught
up. Now we're caught up on football, and let's get to baseball, the Skeeters.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Oh, what about the Skeeters?
So here's the thing with the Skeeters. Now, they've got a lot of great games coming up, and we'll tell you about some of what you can get involved in. But this is what you need to know about the Skeeters. When you go to a Skeeters game, you can get really, really cheap tickets, free parking. There's a lot of great advantages. But one of the best things about it, in my opinion, is that it's a great place to go with your buddies and hang out and have beers, not be bothered, watch a baseball game, get some great barbecue, talk a little trash to each other. Or if you want to bring the entire family, it's a great spot for the family because they got a family area as well out in center field.
Oh, my God, center field and left field. I mean, even if you have a little baby, they've got those tiny little swing sets. They've got all kinds of those things.
The private area with the pool and the barbecuing pit where if you want to have your own party out there, you can do it?
Yes, you can do that
as well. That's pretty sweet.
And then there's a public area with a bar. Hello, in center field. Who has a bar in center field? The Skeeters. And they got those jumpy, you can just go, hey, kids, go and jump and stuff. Go, just leave us alone while we drink beer here. And that's the best thing ever is when you can bring your kids and you don't have to even look at them. So here's the here's the thing is that Sugar Land Skeeters is fun for the whole family. They got 10-game flex books, mini plans, new 10-game Insperity Club plans, all of that stuff. They started up April 28th, so get on out. Actually, start of the Tuesday is Friday, April 27th. Receive a magnet. They got a magnet schedule at Gates and a fireworks show. A fireworks show at a minor league baseball game. Didn't see that coming. All at SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hear this? This is Snacks' hype music before he goes and plays basketball. Pee-wee basketball. Censored version, though. This is the instrumental version.
When is he old enough to listen to the full version?
I don't know. I mean, kids listen to whatever they want on YouTube anyway. They act like they don't.
What does he listen to before he plays at Prime?
Children not allowed to play poker at Prime.
Oh.
But Little League Basketball.
Snacks isn't?
I told him about Mobb Deep, this song, as they used to have it for the Celtics. I remember seeing it on ESPN one time before a playoff series that they had. And since Ray Allen is his dude, I'm trying to get Joel Blank. Joel came up to me one time and said, he knows Ray Allen. He was going to try to get something autographed from Ray Allen for Sebastian. If he got that, Of course, he's one of those kids who, if he had something autographed from Ray Allen, he'd immediately be out in the yard playing with it. Like an autographed basketball, he'd be shooting with it the next day. To him, that's showing respect to the
prize.
But to us, it's like, hey, don't do that.
Pro Football Focus had a graphic.
Don't care. Terrible.
With the headline, it's always snack season. And it's about run defense grade for interior alignment.
And so Damon Harrison.
Yeah.
He's got the nickname Snacks.
He snacks. He snacks. He and I thought immediately, I thought of Snacks, and it's always snack season. Question. Well, did you just you guys saw the ratings for the Masters for the weekend was like 8.7, which was unbelievable, which is NBA Finals rating.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check you on that.
Awesome weekend. Yeah, awful announcing had it. But they did. The question was asked by plenty of people. Did CBS do right by its viewers by not bringing up the Patrick Reed controversy? First, with his family. Second, why he got kicked out of Georgia.
With your people? People who watch golf?
Those people?
No, your people.
These are my people.
People who watch golf on non-major events?
Yeah.
Is this something that y'all all knew about?
I was not on this, no.
Okay.
And I don't know. Maybe I just don't care. He rubs people the wrong way. He rubbed people the wrong way when he won his first tournament. He said he was a top five player in the world, and that really pissed a lot of guys on the tour. Of course, golfers are a lot like baseball players in that they get pissed off at the littlest and dumbest things. You know, mismarking your ball by a quarter of an inch. You're a cheater, and you'll never get rid of that the rest of your life. Vijay Singh
played the wrong ball, apparently, more than once.
Who, Patrick Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what his cheating was supposed to be, playing the wrong ball.
And stealing from his teammates in the locker, allegedly. No, we don't know I don't know that that is ever, and there's a lot of places that are saying that and then said there's no, and oh, by the way, Georgia has come out and said that that's incorrect.
So why was he kicked out of Georgia then?
Well, apparently there was an issue with his drinking.
Let me ask you something. Yeah, excessive drinking.
And he might not have been well-liked by his teammates.
Can I ask you this? A lot of times we assume where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Stealing from teammates doesn't seem like a random thing you throw out there on somebody.
No, but you know how rumors start. You have no idea. You know how rumors start.
I know how rumors get started. They're started by jealous people. Timex Social Club taught me that. But I'll also say that I believe that there's some smoke. When there is some smoke, there's fire. In this article Randy Harvey wrote in LA Times, he talked about he was not well liked at Georgia by his teammates. Excessive drinking, accused of stealing from teammates, misplaying.
Well,
the wrong
again,
ball
Randy said.
But then Augusta,
the rumor is that he was okay. Yes.
And then Augusta. But you know, Dick Harmon used to tell us stuff that were considered rumors that we assumed were true. If Dick told us,
yeah. Right? Because we got a good source, but you know how, again, there's rumors swirling, but you don't know that.
This is what we do know. Kicked out of Georgia. We know, and Randy also said, apparently, now once again, I don't know how this is the case, but I don't know why he would write this, that he wasn't well-liked by his teammates at Augusta State. Married a girl who was 4 years older. His family, when he was 22, his family did not like her.
Well, so again, the not well liked. Where is that source? Again, that's another thing.
Not
by his teammates at Augusta State. Well, that's just something else that's thrown out there that you don't know.
Let me put it this way. I would assume that a lot of this is probably going to be true, and here's why. For you to have this many things come to you, this has got to be something in the golf circles that's out there. My guess is if you checked around with enough golfers, apparently he didn't have deals. He doesn't have
deals. He's a Nike guy.
Yeah, I guess he's a Nike guy, but he doesn't have deals for other big marketing deals that are typically you find with guys who are going to be in the top 50.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have those. We know his wife had his family kicked off of a course, got their credentials taken away, and they were shamed off of a course because she said she doesn't like them.
They haven't spoken. He and his family haven't spoken since 2012 when he married this girl who is 4 years older than he. And the parents said he's too young to get married, blah, blah, blah. And they haven't spoken since. That we know. I don't know. She claims that they're crazy and they claim that she's a biznatch. All of this stuff. Whether or not it is true, and I just got heard from somebody in the golf world that said it's all true. You don't know that it's all. First of all, you don't
would
know
you
that. It's all.
Have you? Trust,
but wait, that's not the question.
Would you trust that person?
This person?
Yes.
Yeah, he probably has some information for that other people don't.
Why would there be all these articles if none of this were true? You think this is some smear campaign?
No. That's not the question. Although, I don't... Well, here's the thing is you can say anything about anybody, and just because it's a rumor, I don't know that he wasn't well-liked by his Augusta State team. I have no idea. We don't know that he cheated.
But this is L.A. There are still standards with something like the LA Times. Randy Harvey is an old-time newspaper guy. You're more likely to check up with sources on that. This isn't somebody from Up Rocks throwing something out there or Deadspin.
But here's how Randy phrased it. The announcers could have added more context by mentioning that he reportedly was disliked. That's been reported. That doesn't mean that it's true. So, again, Randy Harvey is watching his own ass by saying it's reported that he wasn't. Okay, well, we don't know that, though. Okay, so that's what I'm saying is you can make up anything about anybody and say, well, it was reported that.
You're assuming that all this is made up?
I'm not assuming anything. I just don't know that it's true. I don't. And
nobody
does.
I'm going to assume that if all the outlets have it, there's probably some validity there. The same way I would if this were about a football player, basketball player, baseball player. I mean.
And some of it is inaccurate, too. And you find that out too later.
I don't know.
That's a pretty crappy thing that's happening.
What does your guy say?
I have no idea. My guy said, "Oh, it's true." Well, okay. Okay, so that's what's going on around him. But that wasn't the question that I was asking. I'm asking, is it CBS's job to report this while Patrick Reed has having the biggest moment of his life?
This may surprise you, but I don't think it is. And because I think it's and it has nothing to do with screwing it. I don't know that particular. I think you can reference it without going through the laundry list of stuff that was out there in New York Post and LA Times and all the. There was Yahoo, New York Post, LA Times. There was a variety of. I couldn't believe it when I hadn't heard any of this. And McCool mentioned something about Patrick Reed, and I Googled just Patrick Reed. All the stories, there were a zillion stories negative about him yesterday, a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read through them, and they all pretty much said the same thing. But you know what? You could mention that he is some. You could have mentioned he got sideways in Georgia, was kicked out of Georgia. This is a redemption thing for him. I don't know that you have to. You might talk about him being estranged from his family. You might not. That's personal stuff that may make it in. But if there was an average NBA play, and this is an now we're talking team versus individual sports, so it's tough. But you might say, let's say it's an MMA fighter. Let's say it's Floyd Mayweather. You might mention Floyd's. Now, he's at a different level than Patrick Reed, but okay, let's say it's a...
Well, no, you can, and I think you can, but here's the thing, during the Mayweather fight, how much did they mention all of its domestic violence issues?
None.
No, because it's that huge event at the time.
Right.
And oh, by the way, if you're CBS, you have to be with kit gloves. You have to treat the Masters. So, they don't want one of the guys with the green jackets to have all this, and they don't want negativity on their broadcast.
So what if it was U.S. Open? Would they have mentioned anything? Would Jim Nance have done it different? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think he would have.
I don't know. Jim Nance doesn't do the U.S. Open. Fox would. Fox would mention it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how much of it do you mention?
Because
isn't the newspapers where
it's Fox? So I don't know.
But isn't this is a newspaper? So isn't this where you dig into
now? But in all fairness, Georgia, the coaches were asked about it, and they said no, that's inaccurate about stealing from his teammates.
Yeah, Jim Moore said that about. Jim Moore also said that about Josh Rosen, and he tells everyone else something separate behind the scenes.
Well, right.
They'll also protect him.
That's right, but they did deny that was the case. And no, that's not true. Not Dan Holden. I'm assuming Patrick Reed stole food from his teammates.
No. No.
That's probably accurate.
Patrick Reed, in an interview in 2015, he admits to the two drinking incidents. Does not say anything about why he got kicked out of Georgia. Does not say anything about stealing from his teammates. My love for Patrick Reed stems from he may have the greatest golf tan in the history of golf tans. Because when he took off his hat, he was as pale as a sheet of white piece of paper, like his forehead, and the rest of him, you know, is like a normal person.
Well, the
in
best
color.
Is though the bald guys that take off their hats,
too,
and then it's just a red ring around that. Those are the best. Patrick Reed's hair, by the way, is awesome. Is awesome, awesome, and he's not Trey though. Are the Reed rumors good for golf? No such thing as bad press, right? Now there is such a thing as bad press. If he's a bad guy, you know, I don't think, you know, and by the way, this is the guy who's referred to as Captain America because of how he plays in the Ryder Cup and how he's like the Ian Poulter for the Europeans. Mm-hmm. You know, Ian Poulter is hated here because of his attitude and how he stands up and he screams. Well, that's probably Patrick Reed to the Euros. They can't stand him because of how boisterous he is when he's winning, when he's doing good things. So, you know, that's a guy we're calling Captain America. That's really apparently not a great guy. I don't know.
My Captain America is Chris Evans, sir.
Mine is J.J. Watt.
I know yours is J.J. Watt.
Is J.J. Watt not going to be Captain America when he's done?
Mine's the guy from Wakanda.
He's not Captain America.
Chadwick Boseman. Actually,
mine is Chadwick
Boseman. He's T'Challa. He's not Captain America.
Yeah, he's going to do America.
Both. Maybe
he
can do both.
Not, Wakanda's not, even America.
From
America.
Why can't T'Challa be Captain America,
because
too?
He's not from America?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assume that everyone has a chance to do great things, but maybe you're more exclusionist.
He's the Black Panther. That's great.
Yeah. Oh! That seemed like you were saying it a little bit.
The Black
derogatory?
Panther?
Why, he just said Black
like
Panther?
Yeah, like a derogatory...
How is that derogatory? I said he's a Black Panther.
Yeah,
that's great.
You can be anti-Chadwick Boseman. I'm going to be pro-Chadwick
Boseman. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I say he's a Black Panther. That's great.
Racist.
And that's derogatory?
Yes, a black guy can't be Captain America now.
Yeah.
Great.
A person born in Wakanda, I don't think can be Captain America.
It's not a real place, Del.
Neither is Marvel. So what are you talking about?
My Captain America, you know who it would be? James Harden.
That's your Captain America.
The
most,
he's got the beard kind of like.
The least likely Captain America.
Mine.
No. Hey, Cap, there's an incident in Monrovia. What's Monrovia?
Monrovia.
What's Monrovia?
James is not. No.
Okay.
There's an incident at Onyx. James is on it.
There's an incident at Onyx.
Oh,
a stripper got knocked down.
I'm on this.
All right, so if four rockets went to Daryl Morey's opening night for his musical Small Ball, which you guys can catch at Catastrophic.
Who were they? I'm gonna
guess.
I'm gonna guess the four rockets that went. Chris Paul.
Just make all your guesses, and I'll tell you how many you get. It's gonna be like a Price is Right game.
Okay. Who needs a contract? They're gonna go.
Or who's really thankful for their current contract? Ryan Anderson.
Yeah, Ryan Anderson can't be happier with you.
I have Chris Paul, Ryan Anderson.
Gerald Green.
Gerald,
he's are you campaigning.
Are you a Green or no?
I'm going to go Tariq Black. He went. And I'm going to go.
Is RJ Hunter on this team?
No. I'm going to go. I'm going to go Clint Capella.
Okay, you got. Del, finish yours up. You got Gerald Green as three, and who's your fourth?
Who do I have?
You have Ryan Anderson and Chris Paul.
And
his first two? And
he
Gerald
said
Green?
Chris Paul. Gerald Green, Ryan Anderson, some random dude who we don't even... Is that... What's the Chinese kid's name?
Joe Key?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay.
I think... Isn't RJ Hunter a Rocket right now? I feel like he just randomly showed
up.
You
got one, and you got two, John.
What? Who? Who went?
Two. Chris Paul and Ryan Anderson. Ryan's going to whatever.
Oh, whatever. Daryl,
loves
him.
Can you come? Yes, please don't trade me. Okay.
And who else went?
Bigger name guys.
James?
No chance.
Please. Stop it.
Well, wait a minute. Where is it, though? Is it on Richmond, right next to anywhere?
No.
Where is it?
It's downtown. It's downtown. There's no one. Everyone was. No. This is not
Trevor Ariza?
Bing.
Is he up for a deal?
No, he's just good like that. Trevor Ariza, and he was thankful Daryl brought him back a second time.
Oh,
Trevor Ariza, Chris Paul, Ryan Anderson, and who would the fourth be?
He said Capella, so that's not it.
The enforcer.
I thought, P.J. Tucker?
Yep.
P.J.
A good little turnout, and they brought wives.
That's nice.
Oh, they're all married guys.
I think so, yeah. James ain't going there. He's like...
Nah, man. Oh, no. What night was that? Did they go?
It's a Friday.
Oh, James ain't going.
It's too lit. It's Friday. They're wide open, yeah.
Stop it.
No.
Does James even know that Daryl Morey has a play? Has a musical?
I'm going to say he knows. I'm going to say everybody got the invite. And James like, I'd love to go, but I got this other thing going on.
I think do.
All right, 833 ESPN 97.5 7037803776 the number.
There's a song called Sex with Giants in there where a Lilliputian has sex with a regular sized Michael Jordan.
How does that
Well, his name is Michael Jordan. And by the way, Daryl basically used this musical as a chance to settle scores with Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson, who has made fun of analytics before. Well, there's a character in there named Phil Jackson who doesn't like math at all and is the worst coach ever. Daryl basically said, yeah, I want a character named Phil Jackson, and I want to make him the biggest idiot of all time. And they said, done.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, is this me? No, it's you talking about golf, bro.
I'm not talking about anything.
No, we're not talking about anything, Dale.
What?
Trust me, you should talk
about
golf.
You want me to talk about Edwin Watts? That's what you want.
Yes.
Well, why don't you just tell me to talk about Edwin Watts, Dale?
I just did.
What about the super sale going on this with their biggest? This is their best this weekend. This is what I need you to do is get over to Edwin Watts right here at Yorktown and Westheimer in the Galleria. Awesome, awesome, awesome stores where I go. But this is the biggest appreciation sale this Friday and Saturday. The first 50 customers each day will score a free two-ball sleeve of golf balls. It's their biggest sale of the year. Aggressive savings, specials in all departments. You can pick up three merchants of golf tour gloves for $18. $6 a piece. Are you kidding me? They have golf shoes starting at $69.99. Titleist SM6 wedges for just $119.99. They'll have select apparel up to 50% off. Score deals on Precept E6, Srixon Tri-Speed Tour, and Nike Resin golf balls. 2 days only. That's going to be this Friday and Saturday. Don't miss the customer appreciation sale happening this Friday and Saturday. Buy with confidence knowing that every purchase at Edwin Watts Golf Shops backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Edwin Watts in Houston, located at 5395 Westheimer Road. Edwin Watts Golf Shop celebrating 50 years of serving golfers around the country. Get there. Tell them you heard it right here.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Uh-huh. 713-780-3776. Come on in. It's the bench. 713-780-3776. Your Houston Astros got the W yesterday. Justin Verlander was fantastic. Did you see when he got out of the, was it the fifth inning?
The sixth.
This is sixth. Yeah. His last inning.
Yeah.
He got out of the sixth inning with double punch, with a punch out and a pop out. And he was out there like, he was like playoff. That's how you know you got a real dude.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was out there pumped up like it was the series against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Or the Red Sox or the Dodgers. He was, yeah, let's go. He started screaming, let's go, walking off the bench.
Guys that play once every 5 days ought to get
there
pumped
up. Was there 1,100 people in the stands last
Not
night?
Not even.
By the sixth inning?
Not even.
Was there less than 1,000?
It was.
Like, seriously, I think there might have been less than 1,000 people.
Wasn't it free night? Everybody comes for free. Or maybe that was the dome thing.
I don't know, but
they should have let everybody in for free.
It appeared as though no one wanted to be out in sub 30 degree weather.
I know.
Except
why would
Verlander,
you?
Who was just dealing. Did you ever see Verlander blowing in his hand or acting like he was cold? Did he wear a big old neck thing like all the players did? He was out there like it was just another day.
Yeah,
the man is such in a Detroit for years. He's fine.
He's a moose.
Yeah, somebody tweeted, oh, I don't see Verlander with an umbrella like the players at Augusta, John.
Umbrella?
They had umbrellas because it was raining pretty good on Saturday. And the players had, after they hit their shot, they have an umbrella walking down the fairway. And I don't see Verlander. No, you see them suspend the game because of rain in baseball.
They suspend the game because of rain
and lightning.
Golf.
And golf, too. Yeah. Right.
Wait a minute.
They didn't. They were playing through it like men.
So the players actually held their own umbrellas? They didn't have some special person holding their umbrella?
Well, when you're over your putt, the caddy holds it for you.
Man, golf
while
is
you're,
so trash.
While you're lining up your putt.
It's the only sport where they have a personal assistant to keep the rain off of you.
Jam boys.
While they're playing.
We call them jam boys.
No, that's a different assistant.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what a jam boy is?
You don't know what a jam boy is?
Back in colonial days when the British were using Manifest Destiny to take over everything.
Here comes a colonial take.
When they were like India, they would get locals, and to keep the mosquitoes off of them, they would spread like jam on the locals. And
no, this is not a real
thing. It's real.
It's true.
It's real, and the mosquitoes would land in the jam and bite the locals and die. You know how they paid the locals? In the used jam that they spread on them.
Yeah, get to keep it.
They have to take that home.
Wow. They get to keep it.
What a nice payment.
So anytime we
I get the entire bottle, sir? Well, just scrape off what's on your arms. I think we're good.
No, you get to hold. No, you get to keep whatever we tried on
here's
you.
Here's a couple of pieces of bread. Just rub that on your arms.
Hey, and you get the mosquito protein as well.
Yeah.
Keep what you kill is what we call it.
Yeah. How's that? So it's awesome.
So that Jamboid thing is real. So anytime we mention it, that's what we're talking about.
Childish Altuve says, I agree with John. Astros should start the rebuild process. You didn't say rebuild earlier in the show.
No. That would be nice. But also, Steve, Landa Steve, brings up a pretty good point. CBS doesn't bring up how crappy Aaron Rodgers is to his family. No one talks about that. Really don't. Not during games, anyway.
Well, that's because... Well, that's another one where the girl started a little issue. Yeah. I think. I mean, maybe it was deeper than that.
I think it's
probably
deeper.
Something going on before that.
It's deeper than that, I think. But every time I see, Jordan Rodgers is doing a lot of stuff for ESPN now. Every time I see, I think of, you know, hey, your brother hates you, okay? So, I mean, I have no use for you. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Raheel is on his way in. We'll get an in-depth look at Clay Walker when he gets in.
We're super lucky.
This dude wrote 1,100 words. So, I mean, I haven't counted it because I'm not going to. But he says he wrote 1,100 words on why Clay Walker is great and why we should stop hating on him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to read that. Look what Nestor said from earlier in the show. What is this? The blitz? Shaking my head. Keep the dome. I saw Nolan versus Fernando there. I saw Big Unit versus Kevin Brown there.
You didn't win that game, did you?
By the way, I'm pro dome. I am.
You are?
Yeah.
For what?
Because if you tear down everything with historical value, then we won't have anything to look at.
It's not a Confederate general, John.
In 200 years. Okay, I'm not saying, okay.
It's not
I don't think they had any plantations in the dome. I'm pretty sure there's no statues of Confederate generals in there.
That's not why they're tearing or possibly tearing it down.
Well, okay. If they would have thought like this, then there would be no Coliseum in Rome.
What about Yankee Stadium?
That's on them.
That's not on them. You have a limited amount of space.
You know what? And if they could rethink it, they would keep the old one.
For what?
That's Yankee freaking stadium.
That's valuable resource. That's valuable land.
Well, you know what that ain't? That's the Astro World. Okay, that ain't valuable land.
But what does the Astrodome do?
How about we make it usable?
You don't have to. We have to spend
with a giant
money
casino
on it?
And hotel.
That's never happening because Tillman's not going to let it happen.
Well then, you know what? Tillman.
I mean, Tillman doesn't want any cards here. Tillman doesn't want any gambling here. Tillman's going to make sure none of that stuff happens. And if you say, maybe Tillman can get it. He's not going to. He can't. He's going to have to. I mean, if he gets any bigger, he's going to have to divest himself of casino stuff anyway, isn't he?
All right.
He can't have a local casino.
Well, I don't care if he sells his casinos elsewhere and build one here in the dome a hotel.
Well, they're already going to renovate it anyway. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Renovate it for what? That's the point.
That's
renovate
it. It's going to be perfect.
What are they going
to
do with it?
Well, this came about in February, if you remember. It's like a $105 million plan to renovate it.
We're still paying for the dome, and now they're paying to renovate a rat factory.
We should pay for it all.
Conferences, festivals.
I hope they charge us more.
And commercial space.
I hope they charge you additional golf fees. I want it to be $90. I want it to be golf taxes. Pay for the dome through golfers and local golfers, and watch how fast you're against it.
Shut your face.
You Harris County people, you enjoy paying for the dome. Us in Galveston County.
No, you get to use it too. You have to drive up 45 minutes to look at the dome, it's awesome for you.
I haven't looked at the dome since I've been here.
I remember when
you drive by and look at it and you go, wow.
No, I don't.
History. I remember when Randy Johnson won there.
Yeah. No, I don't.
So what?
I remember when Joe Montana, I watched him from California when Joe Montana won there.
I remember when
I saw Warren Moon win a lot of games there too.
A lot of games there too. I remember one of the Cash Brothers threw a football right at Buddy Ryan's cartoon face on that little sign hanging down. That's not a good memory.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Kerry Cash threw right off Buddy's face.
So tear it down. Blow it up.
You want to relive all your horror.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. What about the great moments? What about Jeff Bagwell hitting it up into the flowers, just barely getting out 540 feet away from home plate?
What did do you have any Jeff Bagwell memories in the playoffs in the Astrodome?
He got a hit once.
Oh.
I got Billy Spiers getting a game-winning hit against Sandy, against Alan
the
Ashby.
Opposite way.
Did Billy Spiers.
No, I remember that.
Did that hit?
Oh, no, it was late. That's right.
Did that hit win a series?
That hit won a game, a huge game.
Did
game
you know what? Did you win that series?
But you know what they'd never done before? Win a game.
Well, congratulations. Okay?
So that was a groundbreaking.
Was weird. And you lost game one against you beat Andy Ashby in game two. Yeah. You lost game one to Kevin Brown. That was just a sign of
Well, then Kevin Brown came back in game three.
Yeah, like, hey, this shouldn't be legal. Aren't there Little League rules about how much he can pitch? Well, that's when I was wishing Little League rules were in effect, like, hey,
pitch count, and he can't pitch that many times. There wasn't much legal about Kevin Brown, by the way. 848 ESPN 97.5.
Dealing. Good thing he was going up against a completely legal Astros lineup.
Mm. Well, yeah. The good guys were all legal.
Can you really complain about what Kevin Brown was on during
that
time?
Yes, I can.
Just because he was better at it than your team was.
Ken Caminiti was, they were all clean. Okay, so it was a great clean team. I love that team. Cammy was still with San Diego. 2001, he was here.
Oh, yeah, he was ruining
it.
That was 98.
He was wrecking shop with the Padres here.
Yeah.
Time to talk right now about being a champion like Cammy and all of that, all those Astros. Listen, if you're looking to be a champion, all you got to do is go to my peeps over at 1560energy.com and sign on. Look, it's going to start today's 80. Going to be 80 degrees. Going to be 80 degrees all week. You know what you're going to need? Your air conditioner. You know what you're going to need when your air conditioner goes on? You're going to need the electricity. You know what you're going to have to pay for? That electricity. You know where you're going to pay more? Everywhere else. Champion Energy, well, the fees, but look at, wait, what about the rate? It's not as good. Well, how about this? Yeah, you can have a better rate somewhere else, but then they're going to fee you to death and you're going to pay more. Bottom line is the bottom line and what you're paying every month, and you're going to pay less. I just got my bill from Champion this month and it's ridiculously low. You can too. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowance.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I'm mentioning all these golfers to Lance, whether or not I'm going to take them this week or not.
Thing, Patrick,
and he goes, Patrick Cantlay. And I go, you don't know. I know Patrick Cantlay.
I said, golfer? He goes, yeah. I said, white guy, right-handed, under 30. He goes, yep.
Yep.
I said, okay.
All right. So
obviously,
you know
him. I know him.
So you know him.
Yeah.
If he was on your
never big, won a major.
If he was
let
on your
know
big
if I'm
toe.
Saying anything that's not true.
You wouldn't know him. Oh, look at, oh my God, the sports Bhagwan is here. Look at, he just walked in right before his show.
He's getting hyped up.
Oh, by the way, did you see your boy, Tony?
Tony who?
Tony Robbins? Yes.
He got in trouble for...
Oh, you think?
Yeah, but I read that whole thing. It sounds like Tony Robbins was... What he said was the Me Too movement. He didn't like people who were using that to try to bully other people, basically, which no one wants that. You should never use something to bully somebody. And he kind of said that, but then the girl said, and then she posted it on her Facebook. It was being recorded. She posted it and said, I didn't want him to get in trouble. I don't necessarily disagree with her or whatever. I think we need to be able to have open conversation. I'm glad we have conversation, but I'm glad that I could be part of this. It sounds like you were trying to be part of this.
Listen, we can't have nice conversations. All right. Or just not. We just can't have nice conversations anymore.
Tony Robbins doesn't exactly just let you have your say. I'm going to tell you how it is, and this is what's going on right now in this country. We've got enough things right now with the Bhagwan and whatnot. Like, well, the Bhagwan was in the early 80s.
Yeah, but...
I'm kind of a Bhagwan.
But he's making a comeback with this Netflix deal.
Bhagwan?
Yeah.
Well, he's...
This is not a comeback. This is like just happening now because I never knew who the Bhagwan was.
I didn't know who it was either. So Wild Wild Country is definitely worth watching. Tony Robbins has a documentary that I think is worth watching too. I saw it 2 years ago. I was like, this is pretty good. My dad used to listen to Tony Robbins stuff, motivational speaker.
It's got a good story, whatever. But in his new documentary, it's not the... Because people used to... He's the guy with the gigantic teeth. And people used to see him on infomercials and late night television. And you'll, if you see him, you'll be like, oh, that gigantic guy with the black hair and huge teeth. Except now, his new Netflix documentary, oh, he'll drop F-bombs on you. In his... In his seminars, he'll hit you with F-bombs. It's like, ooh, Tony is unchained. And people come from all over, and it's, it feels kind of Bhagwan-ish.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You get hyped up, though.
Yeah, Bhagwan-ish in that. Yeah, people just blindly.
Oh, man.
But that's not good speakers. It's happening all over. It's happening right down the street where the Rockets used to play.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, good speakers are the most dangerous slash... are potentially the most dangerous people in the world. Because if you're a really good public speaker and you're really good at capturing the hearts and minds of people, if you
they
are not...
They will give you all your money? All
well, they
money?
Will give you... Well, if you are not a good person, you can shift people in whatever direction you want.
Well,
you've seen that?
I think they should
historically.
They should just use it for good, not evil. Not try to get people's money. Just get chicks. That's what they should do. Just, yeah. I mean...
Guys, that's called spitting game. And guys who can spit game, they do.
Yeah, they do
pretty well.
Which is a, it's, I don't know. I think it's for good, not evil.
I think it's. I think if you have that ability, you can either start a war, like some guys.
We've seen guys start wars.
Or remind people that this megachurch can't survive without them, and hand me money.
Yeah.
Who
well,
sports,
you gotta have money to run the church.
Who in sports was like a really charismatic speaker who was able to. I mean, I don't know that there is one.
Speaker?
Well, somebody who people
JJ?
Would follow what they said.
I never knew that.
JJ? I mean, he just said, give me money, and everybody did.
Could JJ get people to give him money without a, you know, a natural disaster surrounding it?
Yes.
Probably.
This is not photos of the dome. Bunch of rats. That's not photos of the dome. Yeah, right, you want us to hit a break?
Yeah.
Well, we don't do that. Okay.
Well, we gotta get ready to say hello to Sports Map.
Oh, hello, Sports Map. Sports Map's coming our way right here.
Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
They say I need some roguing to put in my head.
Preach on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.